Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission is set to review guidelines for green marketing early next year. This timeline is earlier than originally planned in order to respond to the tremendous growth of the market, especially carbon emissions offsets. In related news, a group calling themselves Greenwash Gorillas is criticizing corporate America's lack of commitment to address climate change. The group put out a fake press release claiming that U.S. Climate Action Partnership, or CAP, members would make, quote, a 90% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, end quote. The press release also said that CAP members would push for, quote, mandatory reductions of greenhouse gas emissions from all sectors of the economy and an immediate moratorium on the construction of new coal-fired power plants, end quote. CAP members include BP, General Electric, and DuPont. Several media outlets were tricked, reporting the fake news.
The government of Nigeria is suing British American Tobacco Nigeria for the cost of treating smoking-related ailments. The lawsuit has a price tag of over $43 billion U.S. In response, the tobacco company is ramping up publicity, touting their corporate social responsibility credentials. Ads run throughout Nigeria show a 98-year-old tobacco farmer speaking positively about his 60-year relationship with the company and all the benefits that his family has enjoyed. But when interviewed, the farmer was furious that his story is being used this way when he was paid such a small amount for appearing in the ad. He added that, in fact, tobacco companies regularly cheat the small farmers that sell to them. A Nigerian public health advocate asserted that the tobacco company's claims of socially responsible farming are false and that tobacco farmers really live in, quote, debt bondage to tobacco companies. In addition, tobacco farming leaves soil unusable for growing food or other crops.
Would perfume by any other name smell the same? The Cosmetic Toiletry and Fragrance Association has changed its name to the Personal Care Products Council. The industry group's makeover also includes a new website that is designed to reassure consumers that cosmetics are safe. Health and environmental groups have criticized what they say is poor oversight of cosmetic products. Procter & Gamble's Mark Pritchard, who also chairs the industry group, said of their new website, quote, "What we want to do involves a simple objective, become the consumer's best resource," end quote. That no doubt includes diverting web surfers from the Skin Deep Cosmetic Safety website, which was launched 2 years ago by the Environmental Working Group and the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics.
You have to give them credit. The White House is candid about what they look for in journalists. In a recent interview, former White House counselor Dan Bartlett complains that many reporters are overly critical of President Bush. Quote, "White House correspondents have been tagged unfairly with not being tough enough on the administration and President Bush in the run-up to the war. The problem is they're acting now like they have to be five times more critical, and I think they've gone overboard," end quote. But Bartlett has nothing but praise for influential conservative blogs. He considers them, quote, "a direct IV into the vein of your support. It's a very efficient way to communicate. They regurgitate exactly and put up on their blogs what you said to them. It is something that we've cultivated and have really tried to put quite a bit of focus on," end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. What do the pro-war group Freedom's Watch, Congressional Democrats, the International Formula Council, and global warming skeptics have in common? They were all nominated in the 2007 Falsies Awards survey and did quite well for themselves. The annual awards given by the Center for Media and Democracy, sponsor of the weekly radio spin, highlight the worst spinners and propagandists of the year. Our panel of judges awarded the coveted gold falsie to two belligerent groups. The silver and bronze falsies recognize spinners of environmental and health issues. And dishonorable mentions go to drug pushers, troop users, and reporter wannabes. So the Center for Media and Democracy is the one degree that separates these polluters of our information environment. Go to www.prwatch.org for more on this year's Falsies Awards.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.